The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, happy Easter. Welcome back. I hope you all had a good vacation and ready for what, about 5-6 weeks of school left? You guys ready for summer break? Already? Okay, good. Today, as I mentioned, we celebrate the feast of St. Mark. And St. Mark was the one who wrote the first gospel out of the four gospels. And he's the one who first used for the first time the word gospel in his writing. He says, "This is the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ." And as you know, gospel means good news. And it's a style of writing. Then later, Matthew and Luke, they copied about 90% of everything that's in Mark. And then they added to it some more things that Jesus said and did. So really, he's like a trailblazer. He started something new in the church. And he wrote at a time when the church was being persecuted, especially by the Emperor Nero, the Roman Emperor, who was, blamed the Christians for a big fire that took place in Rome. So he was writing to a community who was under persecution or being threatened to be persecuted. And that's why his gospel is right to the point. It's the shortest gospel. He starts with Jesus as an adult. He doesn't have stories how Jesus was born. And he shows Jesus very human. He suffers a lot. He gets angry. He gets sad. He weeps. Because that's how his people, the body of Christ, the community, was feeling at that time. And that his disciples, they never understand what Jesus is trying to say to them. Because the people also were struggling. Why is this happening to us? We're supposed to follow Jesus. He's supposed to care for us. While I will be killed, thrown to the lions in prison, blamed for something we did not know. And Mark's question or answer to their question is, you have to trust in Christ because he is the Son of God. He rose from the dead and you will share in that resurrection. And that's why those words in the end, which says like, if you hold a serpent, it won't harm you. If you drink poison, it won't harm you. Don't try that at home, okay? Because it will hurt you. But what Jesus or Mark trying to tell us is, despite the danger, even if we're gonna lose our lives, Jesus, by rising from the dead, he will give us eternal life too. He will allow us to share in his eternal life. So it's not about just this world. Yes, if you drink poison, you will die. But if you remain faithful to Jesus, you will be raised from the dead to die no more and live for all eternity. Because his community needed these words of hope and courage in order to face the persecutions they're going through. Speaking different languages. Well, the languages that Jesus taught us to speak are the languages of love, forgiveness, kindness, compassion. That's how Christians are called to deal with these persecutions. Not to fight evil with evil, not to fight back with weapons, but to love, forgive, to be kind and compassionate, and help each other. And then he gave them the commandment that Jesus gives to each one of us, go and proclaim the good news throughout the world. Sometimes when we think of Easter, we think of, you know, celebrating Jesus rose from the dead, we're going to get to heaven, and that's true, and that's wonderful. But there is a role for us to do. We have to share the good news of Jesus. We need to share his salvation with everyone, because God wants all of his children to be saved, and he's counting on us to do the work of proclaiming the kingdom. But we don't do it alone. Mark tells us we will do it with Jesus. The power of Jesus will be transformed and transmitted to us, so we have that same power if we believe, if we stand firm, if we have courage and trust in the way of Jesus, the way of love. So today, as we continue to celebrate Jesus' death and resurrection, maybe take some time and think about, how are you preaching the gospel? How are you telling people, maybe your family, your friends, about Jesus, whether by your words or actions? Because those early Christians did what Jesus told them, and that's why we're here today. We have a gospel. We know what Jesus said and did, and able to follow him. But think, if they didn't say anything or write anything, we wouldn't know about Jesus today. And everything Jesus has done for us would have been lost if they did not have the courage, despite the persecution, to proclaim that Jesus has risen from the dead.